Mmm, the first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello, my name is Mike, and today's show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. It's quite simply the best way to support this show. If you need it, Amazon has it, and you can get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it, please.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oscar, we discussed yesterday, and we send all of our love to her. Liza Minnelli is back in rehab.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and we hope she comes through and comes out a stronger and better
Absolutely.
Liza. Absolutely. But we really, it's sad, you know, as much as the fact that I am an old queen, I don't know a lot about the lady. So what I did is I booked her number one fan, and he will now come in to discuss Liza with us. Enter and sign in, please.
Hi, boys.
Tom.
Whoa.
It's me. Yeah. Internet Radio Tommy.
Now, I was shocked. I was shocked to find out that you are such a... Stop with the laughing, man.
What?
You're a big Liza fan.
I am a huge Liza Minnelli fan. She is the unsung hero of modern pop culture, Rob.
This surprises me because I, first of all...
Hi, Oscar.
I'm actually, I'm blown away because, not because you're so young and you love Liza.
Yeah.
Where would you find, what was the impetus for your love for her?
Yeah, why do you like her?
My mommy, I live in her house and I was going through some...
two moms, right?
Will you stop with that? Stop it!
I mean, it's just...
Stop
it's,
it!
We've talked about
I'm tired
about
of that.
It.
Don't do that to me.
They're both strong women. And
the my mother that I live with, that's who I'm calling my mom.
Your
okay,
birth
Rob?
Mother. Your birth
Cut
mother.
Cut it out! Cut it out!
All right.
Anyway.
Is the other one out of the picture?
My biological mother is no longer in the picture, okay?
So you're living with the
she's
other
no
one.
She's no longer in the world picture. Thinks she's underground.
Oh, that's sad.
Oh, that's what they told you.
Stop it, Oscar. Don't pile sorry. On like that. No, okay, I have two moms, but the one I'm talking about had a collection of Liza Minnelli records, and she also had an old VHS copy of Cabaret, and I watched it with Joel Grey and Liza Minnelli. It was fantastic. She's got a magic and a stage presence that's so incredibly special. Rob, come on. You told me you'd play some Liza
yeah,
if I came on the
you
show.
You brought some of your favorite records.
Okay, listen to this. Oh, what a great lady. Hey, it feels like I'm doing my show. I do one of these shows every month. Ladies and gentlemen,
Liza
this
show?
Is the Internet Tommy Radio Show. Here's your one and only Liza.
Maybe this time
Maybe
I'll be
this
lucky.
Time.
Maybe this time he'll stay.
What a great lady.
Are you sad that she's in rehab? Because
I am.
You should be happy that she's bettering herself.
No matter how many times she goes to rehab, she's always going to be special, okay? It doesn't matter. She'll come back and she'll come back stronger than ever. Whenever I watch Liza Minnelli on stage or screen, I always think, now there is a lady that smells good.
What?
Look at her. She looks like she's a walking perfume factory, doesn't she? She's beautiful. I love her.
It's not what I get.
Maybe this time.
How about, Liza. Do you like when Liza uses her big voice, Tom?
Oh, I love everything Liza. Oh, yeah. Listen to that power. Listen to that power. Yeah. And she shakes her hand like she's got some kind of palsy. She's fantastic.
What do you mean? Like you know, she has the palsy.
I will tell you this. I think that Liza Minnelli does the best version of New York, New York that's ever been recorded.
Hold it. What about Sinatra?
Oh, Sinatra sucks ass.
Oh, no. Oh, I don't
Come
know.
Come on.
Sometimes you're happy.
Oh, wow. I feel like I'm in a cabaret right
Who's
now.
The most famous guy she was married to?
Well, she's had a lot of very confusing
David
marriages.
No, David Guest.
Oh, sorry.
David Guest was a beard, okay?
Yeah.
David Guest was with Liza for all the wrong reasons, and I hope he rots in hell. That's what I think about David Guest. I don't want to talk about David Guest if I'm talking about my Liza.
Well, I think you probably would prefer to talk about her first husband, Jack Haley Jr.
Jack Haley Jr., he was a dick,
nice
too.
Pull.
None of those men have ever appreciated Liza. Hey, can I get a plug-in for my show?
Sure, please.
Hi, everybody. Can I record one so you'll play it on your more network?
No.
Why not?
Okay, you can record.
Why not?
You don't record your shows now? You just do them for yourself?
Well, I don't know, go out anywhere, but I sure like to hope that they would.
So do you want... You sound so whimsical, Tom.
Yeah, thanks, Rob.
What do your shows consist of?
Yeah.
Like, what's...
Talk about everything that's really important to me.
Like Liza?
It's not always like Liza. Why are you guys picking on me?
Well,
you don't
need
to pick on me.
Pitch us your show. Pitch us your show.
Yeah.
I do a DJ show without records. That's what I do.
But DJ stands for disc jockey. With no discs, you're just a jockey.
Well, we talk about all sorts of things. For example, I'll do a little bit from this week's show, okay? Turn the music off for a second, okay?
All right, I'll turn Liza down.
Where's my intro? Don't you have my intro?
I could find it in my
music. This is the Internet Radio Tommy Internet Radio Show.
But you're not, but you were a guest. You weren't doing your show, man.
All right, here we go. It goes something like this.
Now
I'm nervous.
Don't be nervous. Tom, let me ask you a question so you can calm down.
Okay.
Do you like Liza when she comes out of rehab invariably using a cane?
You know, I'm not aware that she came out using a cane, but she could use anything. She could be on a walker, and I'd still love her.
Oh. Tommy,
do you think she'd have a walker with tennis
balls? I thought you were going to give me a chance to do my Internet Radio Tommy show.
Yeah, he's
got to
pitch us his show.
All right, go ahead. All you, baby.
We're looking for a reason to replace Americast.
I was just going to start.
Oh, sorry.
Hi, everybody. This is Internet Radio Tommy, and you're listening to the Internet.
I think we need more oomph. Don't you think we need more oomph?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
All right,
pretend I'm waiting for an Uber, and I've got one minute before my car arrives.
Okay, here we go.
Pitch me.
This is Internet Radio Tommy, and this is the Internet Radio Tommy show.
No, Tommy, I don't want you to do the show. We want you to tell us what your show's about.
Yeah, pitch us.
Well, I don't know what my show's about. You know, now you got me all in the lather.
Oh,
and that's not fair. That's not right. You just cheated us.
Can we go back?
He didn't get out of the cock-a-doodle car.
Let's go back to Liza. That's why you're here. In the ships, oh, big finish. The planet spins,
and the world goes so glad we got that.
I love her. I really do. This week on my show, I'm talking about March Madness.
All right.
What's your take on it?
Gonzaga! That's it. And then next week I'll do my tribute to the Greaseman.
Oh, do you do any Greasemanisms?
All Mike's characters do a tribute to the Greaseman.
Right.
Listen up, everybody. My dog, Blue, he licks his nasty doodads. Start the show, you hump!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I didn't do very well academically, which pissed off my dad, who had already been pissed off since World War II. Ever notice as your dad gets older, the pants go one of two directions? As my dad started getting older, the pants started creeping up on him. Up and up and up. By the time he was 65, it was just a belt and a hat. By the time he retired, he actually had pulled down his zipper to drive. He'd get mad, boy, and I could see him shaking there. He'd start shaking, and coffee would be coming out of his nose. Listen, you little bastard, I'll flip you like a cheese omelet, pal. I'll roll you out like wholesale carpeting. I'll sink you like a 3-foot putt, buddy. Why, I can do it. And he'd try and kick me, and his slippers would fly off. And I have to bring dates home and introduce them to my dad.
Sandy, this is my father, Mr. Allman. He's just standing there jiggling his nuts. I don't know what to tell you.
Don't give me that, buddy boy. I'll stop you like a bad check, pal. I can do it, too. I'll slap you past payday, believe me. He carried about $1,000 of change in his pockets. He looked like a slot machine getting ready to pay off. You know?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Cappy Fiber Studios from sunny Southwest Florida at the best exotic marigold community and our nation's capital, fresh off sunny, scenic Wisconsin Avenue.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
This is the Mike O'Mara Show, powered by Encore Insurance Services and heard daily for over 5 years at MikeOMaraShow.com. Online, on air, and on your mobile device, the Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it, and if you're here, you do too. Show today brought to you by Vistaprint. I love the deal at Vistaprint.
Yes.
You're going to love the deal at Vistaprint. If you don't love the deal at Vistaprint, then you don't love a deal, pally. Listen up, small business owners. Right now at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500, not 250, not 100, not 75, 500 business cards for just $9.99 when you enter promo code TMOS at checkout. Let me ask both you boys.
Yes.
We've been doing the show this
yes.
morning. Let me ask you this. When was the last moment you handed out a business card?
I handed out one yesterday as well.
Yeah.
I handed one out 2 hours ago,
Whoa.
Baby.
Mike wins!
There you go.
Mike wins!
Thank
Yay.
You. That's $9.99 for 500 business cards. Are you listening to me? Are you listening to me?
Please listen.
Please listen.
It's never been easier or more affordable to make business cards that scream, you! And Vistaprint makes it fun and easy, and you can pick from tons of cool industry-specific designs, add your info, and you're on your way. If you want to go all out, upgrade to their signature stock, add a fancy finish or even raise print, Vistaprint has everything for marketing as well. 500 business cards on sale, $9.99. Never a better time to professionally promote your business. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code TMOS. Please use that promo code
because if you don't do that,
we are all set. I see you, Rob. Rob, I know you want me to signal you back, but I see you almost every. I know that frustrates you, but go ahead and just I guarantee you, I don't have to respond to that. I will see you. I swear to God.
I
know you want me.
I crave approval.
It's hard for me to do that.
But
I know you wanted
me
to do that.
All right.
But it's Rob gives me a time cue on certain things and wants me to respond so he knows that I've gotten the time cue because he's being diligent about that because I gave him a hard time about flashing me quick time cues.
But it's
that
so
I didn't
tough
see.
To keep that mitt up in the air for so long. So
Mike,
he wants
don't you know?
To take
don't
it down
you remember?
As soon as possible.
Simple physics is that the further away you get from the fulcrum, the heavier it is. And if I have to cue you much longer, I'm going to dislocate a shoulder. Look at it.
It's physical.
It is.
It's physical
it's
activity.
Physical.
It does
it is,
not
tough.
Matter how minor it is. It is physical. That I didn't know that when I started this discussion. Now I do know that. Welcome to the show. Is there a chance we could just get out? I'd love to get a progress report. On old Tommy Lang. Is there a chance we could call Mr. Steve Bridges up and get him on?
Do you want to call him on the business line or do you want to call him on his cellular phone, Mike?
Whatever you want to do, whichever you think would be best. You are all things Steve Bridges.
Let us
you
try his
guy.
Cell because judging from the time, he might be lunching with Mr. Suter. He does love that.
Oh, does he really?
He does.
Ladies,
you
lunch.
Try the
fried
there.
Pork.
Okay,
that fried pork they
the
like
tenderloin.
To eat out there.
They love the tenderloin.
The pork tenderloin that's breaded and then like put on a sandwich. Isn't that what
right.
they eat
yeah,
out there?
They pound it thin. Yeah.
Look at that.
For a little background on this, our good friend Tommy Lang of the Captain Steve and Tommy Show on KCJJ has had what would best be described as a nightmarish year in health. And Tommy found out that he was in the middle of liver failure and actually went on a list to get a liver and get a donor liver because he had to have a transplant. The
right.
fact is, Tommy is one of the lucky guys. Tommy has been blessed, and Tommy has received a brand new liver, and the surgery was this week and successful, and we are very, very happy about that, and we want to get an update on us from our good friend Steve Bridges to see what's going on, because really, you know, you don't want to see anybody suffer, and Tommy's been good to us for all these years.
You know, his sister Lisa has been great about farming out the updates on Facebook, and I was amazed at how fast with the announcement of him having a liver to doing the whole thing. It was like 24 hours.
Rob, I mean, the fact is, weren't you like me that you think when you get on those lists that It's stunningly slow in many cases.
Yes, but once it's in motion, they move.
Not if you're a celebrity.
That's right.
Not if you are an Iowa celebrity.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Are we calling his cell phone?
We're calling his cellular telephone.
Almost
right
called
now.
His house, Mike.
No.
Hello.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are on the Mike O'Mara Show. We are taping now as we speak, ladies and gentlemen. And now, without further ado, we give you the mayor of Coralville, Iowa, and Iowa City, a man who has unsuccessfully run for office dozens of times. What?
Shut up. I was our contractor, and he's a smart ass.
Okay, all right. Oh, tell your contractor to shut up for a second, Steve. Steve's building a new radio station out there in Iowa
so
City.
He's so focused.
Steve, I need you to focus, okay? We're doing a telephone interview, and this could be problematic. You're not in your studio, and I know you tend to drift. So please try to focus right
now. Well, he's not getting any younger, Mike.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the Captain Steve and Tommy Show on KCJJ, AM 1630, the only radio station where you can hear the Mike O'Mara Show, because he is a wonderful human being that has kept us on the radio for years and years and years. Years for free. Ladies and gentlemen, I will tell you right now, here he is. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Steve Bridges.
Yay!
Hello, Steve.
First of all, you just scared the hell out of my new partner, Jim Hunter.
Oh, nice. Nice introduction.
Why, Steve? I'll bite. Why? Why did I scare the hell?
It's Captain Steve, Jim Hunter, and soon to be Tommy Langston.
Oh, okay, okay. Right. I know you're playing your politics out there, for Christ's sake. I'm talking about the guy you work with for a million years. Yeah. All right, that's good. I understand.
Tell Jim to relax.
Rob Spiewak. Rob Spiewak. Jim Hunter is the guy that that does your news now, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
he is staying. He is staying with us. His job is secure.
Oh, that's good. Well, that's a good thing. That's good.
Well,
Steve, for the love of Christ, I'm calling to ask about a health report for Tommy Lang. I'd love to hear about the new guy you're looking at. Don't worry about him. You're such a goddamn liberal. Jesus, he's not going to beat you up, for Christ's sake. He's not going
to
do that.
Do you think for a minute, Steve, we're like calling from Friday morning quarterback to find out what's going to happen to Jim? We're calling about Tommy.
We're calling about a health update with Tommy Lang.
Remember Tommy, the guy you worked with for a real long time?
President Barack Obama, the best president in my freaking 66 years on this earth. Yeah.
Steve Bridges, everybody. Yeah. Steve Bridges getting his political two cents in. All right,
another topic.
Steve. Jesus,
number
I swear
two.
To God. All right, kitten wrangle. Yeah, number two. Okay, I'll continue to wrangle
today.
The kittens. I'll continue to wrangle the kittens. Go ahead. Yes.
Tommy Lang is doing great. Tommy Lang was supposed to be in the operating room for 12 and a half to 14 hours. Instead, it only took 8.5 hours because he ran out of money. But
No.
Let me get the laugh track for you.
Thank you. God bless you all.
Tell us, how's he doing, Steve? Seriously.
He's doing great. And very seriously, I hadn't seen color in his face in about a year. Since this thing, it was just all gray and yellow and everything. I walked into the ICU, and you know, his face is he's got rosy cheeks. And he had lipstick on. It was beautiful.
Oh, stop!
It's amazing. I think with that particular surgery, when someone is that sick and they get the organ in there and it starts functioning, it's just a miracle of modern medicine. And to see the color change is that's one of the great things about a liver transplant. You see that dramatic change, and I was stunned that this week he's already been texting and putting things up on Facebook, and it's got to be tremendous. His doctors have to be. I guess is there tremendous optimism right now with the results of the surgery?
Mm-hmm. No, he went through it. He went through it really well, and he's the doctors are very, very encouraged. I mean, he's got a long road to go.
Right.
You know, he's got to get used to the medicine. They'll probably have to change it a few times. It's going to be baby steps. But no, he called up the show this morning. He was on with us throughout the show at various times.
Wow.
And his brain is back.
Yeah.
The Tommy Lang that I hadn't seen in a year, his brain's functioning again, and that is the most encouraging thing to me. He's just Yes, you're really, really well.
That's great.
With the with his brain back functioning, have you looked into the surgery for yourself?
No.
How dare you?
Yeah, it was, it's so close to Passover, too.
Now, listen, Steve, I'm so glad to get the update on Tommy Lang. We have a little affiliate out there in beautiful scenic Coralville, Iowa, KCJJ. We've talked about it on the Mike O'Mara Show for years. You are moving from Coralville out to Iowa City, and you're building brand new studios out there. Is that right?
Yes, because we know when we're not wanted.
What are they doing, putting a bagel place in that place that you're in for?
That's a slur.
Yeah, so we're going back. Yeah, we're building we've gutted the old building. We have our studios there. We completely gutted the building and put up walls, ceiling, the whole
usually
the whole
what happens
brand
during construction,
new.
Yes.
We're going to have a state-of-the-art studios. Of course, the art is a four-year-old with a crayon, but we're going to have state-of-the-art studios, and it's going to be you can get them back home, and we're going to have bands out there. We have room to have bands. We can make all the noise we want. We're going to set off firecrackers periodically because we really like fireworks.
There you go. We love that.
Love
nothing
it.
Like firecrackers on the radio. We're a big advocate of that on this show. We can't do it in our studios now. I'd probably do it. No, I'd be kicked out of my neighborhood if I did it down here in South Florida.
So you're actually, the new studio is at the transmitter site, right, Steve?
Yes.
The RF is great. You'll love it.
We found out that if you're grounded, it isn't that bad.
Oh, good. It's
good
not
man.
That bad. That's
well,
the
I know that, you know, regardless of it, it's going to be a long road back. We're not going to have Tommy on your show anytime, you know, in the near future. But the fact is that Tommy has been really through it, and it's been very public because he's had a campaign to fund him, and he's got a GoFundMe campaign for his medical expenses because, like so many Americans, he does not have the kind of health care that everybody needs in this country.
Yep.
So we've helped out and our listeners have helped out with that. I will tell you that it has been an amazing journey, and he left your show a while back, Steve, but I know you're great friends with Tommy, and for everybody out there, that picture that you posted when you were in the hospital room with Tommy Lang was just was really closure for so many people that have been following this, and that had to be just a beautiful moment, I would think, when you got to see him after he went through the surgery. And I want to get your feelings on that, and then I want to ask you about something that just completely weirded me out. But how did you feel when you walked into that hospital room?
Well, I mean, I saw the color back in his face. The first thing he turns to me. And one of the running gags when he was lucid, he sat down one day on the air, and we do a police report segment. He sat down and he goes, "I have the police reports, and now they're gone." and then looked at me, and so that's been our running gag line the last year. So I walk into the room, and he looks up at me, and he goes, "I have the police reports." And now they're gone.
That's
and
amazing.
Doing great. I mean, it was, I love the guy. The guys, I told him last year when he was going through this stuff, I said, "Look, you're always going to be a part of the station as long as I'm, own the station." Which, by the way, Michael Mara fans, you could own a station. Really.
Okay, Steve, I know. I know you're on financial. Please, Jesus Christ, stop it. All right.
But
you're
and he's he's a part of the station. So I just, I don't know how to express how I felt. I just
that's great.
Felt damn good.
That's awesome.
Oh, that's good. Good for you. And, when you see him the next time, please tell him to stop putting those creepy videos up
take
on
his phone
Facebook.
Away.
Yeah.
Yeah, take his phone away because it's getting a little disturbing, to be honest with
or
you.
Or you know what? If he's on enough pills, just put it in airplane mode and don't tell him.
I still think – I sent a message to Steve, and I told Steve, I said, well, the incredible thing is that how many people get to get a new liver on St. Patrick's Day?
Oh, my
yes,
God.
Sir,
that's
wow.
True.
Boom, bam.
Fantastic. That's good stuff,
you know,
Steve.
I just thought of how good I felt almost as good seeing him there with the color back in his cheeks as I did when I took Dennis Murphy to the airport to depart.
On that note, Steve, please please, please, on behalf of everybody, yes. Rob and Oscar and myself, everybody at TMOS, please pass along to Tommy how thrilled we are for him. It really is. It's made my week. It's been a wonderful thing to watch online and with social media now, where you can see pictures of somebody, and his sister's done a great job getting the reports out, and you've done a great job doing that. And we just wanted to touch base and tell you how thrilled and happy we were for Tommy Lang. Okay.
Mike, seriously, and we talked about it this morning, you guys, and I believe in prayer, all we've heard from people all over the freaking globe, and that's the truth. They are, you know, they said, hey, Mike said to say prayers, and Rob said to say prayers, and we couldn't understand Oscar.
He's got to get a dig in, doesn't he? He's got to get a dig in for you, doesn't he? Always, Oscar.
But,
Charlotte's
but honest to God, thank you so much, and thank everyone that listens to TMOS. Turn down the goddamn radio. This guy's a jerk.
Steve, we love you, and give our best to Tommy. We will talk soon, my friend.
All right, love you too. Bye-bye.
Bye,
Steve. Bye-bye. There he goes. Oh, my God. So, what's the deal? Was he in the studio? Out of the? I don't. I'm totally.
Maybe he was on Tommy Lang's pills.
No, I think he was at the construction site, and I mean, there was a lot of things going on there. First of all, you had Jim Hunter convinced he was fired, and also, I think the contractor kept turning up the radio. So, you know, a lot of stuff. I don't think he might not be hiring licensed laborers.
We'll take a
La
break.
Pared
come back
tiene
with
que
more.
Estar aquí.
You're listening to the Michael Marriage Show. We'll be right back.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, I'm Tony Perkins.
Hi, I'm Flip Wilson.
On the next episode of our show, it's not Flip Wilson. Is that who you've prepared for?
Yes.
No, it's...
Was that wrong?
It's Flip Orley.
Oh, I can change.
It's comedian and hypnotist Flip Orley. Flip Wilson's actually dead, Gary. You should know that.
Well, then I enjoy him even more.
Anyway, yeah, Flip Orley, amazing hypnotist. He's going to be on our show, and we also have a special phone-in guest, which we'll keep a secret. It's the Tony Perkins Show. Subscribe on iTunes.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You know, I can't tell you how many listeners come up to me and say, Russ, I'm dying to take a brief anonymous internet survey. Well, folks, you're in luck. Effective immediately, all you have to do is head over to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click the survey banner right on our page. All kidding aside, it would help us out a lot. If you can take a few minutes on our behalf, it will genuinely help us match up our show with the advertisers that fit TMOS and appeal to you guys. We promise to never share or sell your email address, Scout's Honor. Just click the survey banner on our website and tell us the truth. Thank you, as always, for your support, partners. Now, back to the countdown, everybody. Thank you. Super duper. A little delay on that one. I didn't know you were going to play that one again.
Sorry about that. It just happened to be right where I needed it.
That's nice. Always, I don't know. I always have a strange feeling after I talk to Steve Bridges. It's like my brain swells a little bit.
You're wrangling kittens.
It is wrangling kittens. I have no idea where he was or what was going. He doesn't
follow
the rules of a broadcaster.
He really doesn't. And the fact is, he's been on the air for 78 years. And he really should. The first thing he should say is, I'll have to pardon you, as Bob the intern used to say. I'll have to excuse you if I'm unclear, because I am here. If he told us what he was up against, then we could understand.
He does the
it.
Same. I have to tell you, he does the same thing to you. Your brain is scrambled after talking to Steve Bridges, too, because that what you just did was not communication 101. That is very difficult to understand.
What well, he doesn't set up. He
the man wouldn't
up.
Be on air if he didn't own the radio station.
He is he's one in a million. Hey, God love him. He's kept our show on up there.
Yes.
And it means a lot to us. It really, really does. So good luck to all those guys. I have no idea who the new guy is, but I'm sure he's doing a fantastic job. And Steve is obviously very thoughtful and thinking about that man's feelings. And I just don't know if they were in the same car together, in the room together. Who the hell knows?
Steve is very thoughtful and very nervous. So,
yes, no, that he's not. That's one
You're not getting
not.
Fired. Settle down.
All right, Oscar made me either off air or on the air this week, I'm not sure, aware of a new insecticide, a new exterminating tactic, swatting, which is something this is getting into the business of the internet, where apparently gamers are doing something truly, in my opinion, truly despicable, and I would imagine quite illegal at the same time.
Mike, there are corners
swatting?
Of the, there are corners of the internet that that you know sometimes I delve in and other times I just stay away from. This swatting is one level up from hentai porn, where don't look that up, by the way, at work.
Is it better?
You'll get in trouble. If you're not guys and creeps like Pony, then you may not be into that.
And Mike,
I know what hentai porn. It's the Japanese porn, right?
Yeah, with tentacles.
Oh, it has nothing to do with chickens?
No.
Oh.
This
with tentacles. Now I'm fascinated. Now,
sometimes
Jeff. To that I look and I'm like, oh, I don't know who's into that, but there is a need for that. Online gaming is big on PCs. It's big on your Xbox Ones, the PS4s, whatever platform you may have.
I know that you're talking about this right now, but I'm trying to spell. Would it be H-E-N-T-A-I?
I'm sure there's an autocorrect.
That's right, Mike. That's right.
All right, yeah,
look at that. Right. Oh, look at
listen to Rofo coming out of his shoes.
Very, very excited.
Right, so,
let me see. Hentai videos.
Look at Mike.
Never mind.
Click favorites.
Oh, I've seen that before.
Okay, no big deal,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I've seen that.
No big deal.
Oh, it's cute as the dick.
Kids
so,
love it.
Swatting has been around for some time now, but it's become kind of mainstream because they're not just doing it to this subset of the population, which are online gamers. They're doing it to celebrities as well. So swatting, when I first heard it, I said, what is that? Swatting is what it sounds like, where they start in the game.
Swatting a bug?
No, in the gaming community, if someone became super popular, it usually happens to people that are huge on YouTube or huge on a website that that actually chronicles these top gamers around the country, and these guys are making money off of them. So
see, this is one of the problems with our nation, Mike. There are people that are not gaming, but they're watching other people game. That is really two steps away from even being stable.
The last thing I became aware of with this kind of gaming, you have actual teams, right? Professionals that sell out like the Staples Center for some of these stadiums. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. So it's a profitable business for those who are into it. And by that, it's almost like a picture-in-picture when you're watching someone on Skype. If you've used Skype in the past, you will see the person you're talking to, and you will see a little picture-in-picture of your video, right?
Okay.
But you flip that, and instead of seeing the person you're talking to, you see their screen and how they're playing the game. And then you have a little picture of the person in the corner talking and really narrating what they're doing in the game.
Can you imagine ever getting to that level with anything?
No. I don't mind gaming. I've actually had an Xbox 360, and I have enjoyed playing it. But you remember, Rob, as long as I've done it, I have never gotten on any kind of internet site
to
do it.
You just don't like going online.
I just like to play like my little first-person shooter and do my little Far Cry.
Because you're scared.
And play that on my side. I just have no intention of doing it. I can't imagine for the life of me to sit there to put a pair of headphones on and have some total nerd stranger.
I absolutely love it when I have the time to do it. It's
really?
A lot of fun.
So you will play a game against someone in Ohio
Vietnam.
and they in Vietnam?
Yeah,
really?
It's international. It's
wow.
I remember when I was heavy playing online. If I got on, let's say if I was up till 2 or 3 a.m., that's when you would hear the Aussies get on. That's when you would hear their accent. And they're like, all right, the kids are up, right? Or
yeah,
somebody just got off work.
But in Australia, a first-person shooter actually involves a real gun.
That is not,
actually
that is not okay. That is not a good joke. That's
no,
horrible.
Not. That's
Jesus
right. Pony,
Christ.
Why did you say that?
Terrorism.
That's terrible. It's
yeah, how dare you?
Yeah.
So what's happening now?
Swatting
gets hyper-competitive,
yeah, so
right?
They get hyper-competitive, and people they're looking for attention and try to garner fame, so they'll be watching these players play, and instead of just watching and enjoying their gameplay, they will call the local municipality, the local sheriff's office, and they will pretend that there is a hostage situation happening inside the home of this game player. They will figure out where they live and what's going on, and like their zip code, their address, everything, and
now,
they'll get detailed.
When they do this,
yes,
they'll call obviously, it's illegal to do it.
Yes.
Can the person that's the victim of this have recourse to get their information and say, hey, who were you playing with at that moment?
I will get there, but most people call through Skype, and a lot of these towns across the country, they can't, you can't really
Trace backwards?
You can't trace backwards.
And I saw something on the militarization of our police force on that show, Vice, and so everybody's got the SWAT
imagine
team now.
Little Michael, years from now, is a top gamer, and he's getting his college tuition,
right.
God bless him, playing Call of Duty, whatever, generations by that time, right?
Right.
And you're there in your little cottage, you're hanging out, and this happens, and Michael's just playing on the big screen, just having a good time, and you hear this.
They're clearing rooms. What in the world? I think we're getting swatted.
This is little Michael. So he's gaming. He's got a picture of him.
Swatted. What in the world?
He sees.
So he's that he's talking about.
Put your hands up! Put your hands up!
Get on the ground
now! Get on the ground now!
Get on the
ground!
There's one in the corner.
Put your hands behind your back.
Automatic machine guns. Rifles. Full riot gear. Breaks through the door. And they arrest him. And there's always, in every one of these videos,
what's your name?
They've thrown him to the ground, handcuffs on.
Oh my God. He's playing a video game.
Yes.
Now, let me ask you, let me stop that video for a second. I want to ask you a question. So at the beginning of that audio, he says they're clearing rooms.
Yeah, I think.
Was he playing a game where they were clearing rooms?
Yeah.
Or was he responding to something going on?
I guess he had seen someone run by, and he knew right away, because he's a gamer and knows this culture, that someone had called, and the SWAT, and you see his hands go straight up when he's talking, because he doesn't want to make any sudden moves, because he's waiting for them to break down the
room. So when he says that they're clearing rooms,
yes.
And he knew they were going to come in and do this.
Yes.
Wait, now that's even more interesting to me. So the guy that's on the receiving end knows that that this guy's doing it to him and that he's going to be the recipient.
Somebody on the interweb. He doesn't know who it is.
But he knows he's been swatted.
Somebody is swatting him, but the SWAT team doesn't know that.
So they think it's real.
Going in like a real hostage situation.
And although this sounds like it might be an isolated incident, you know, we were talking about it yesterday. Mac has witnessed one online.
Live when he's playing.
Right.
Yeah.
He saw one live.
Now, what is the impression you get? And I'll throw this to Oscar.
And when he says he hasn't seen it because you can't see the thing happen, but he's been aware. He's been listening.
You see the SWAT team.
You see it in the window.
That's the payoff. That's the money shot for the a-holes.
There's a Skype video.
So when you're watching, again, just to be clear, imagine you're watching
Isn't
us.
Isn't it?
You're watching us, right? And there was, you know, that little picture-in-picture on your screen that shows us?
As a matter
us?
Of fact, in about 2 minutes, guys, you're going to get the surprise.
Lock the door, buddy.
That picture-in-picture, imagine you watching a SWAT team break through because you're nefarious enough to figure out how to get us swatted.
Yeah. And they're doing this all the time.
And it's
to these
live.
People?
So every time after, and look, you go to YouTube, there's enough videos to just make your skin crawl. But what's interesting, after every one of these breakthroughs, like I'm door knocking, there's one video of a 10-year-old brother opening the door, and then they throw him to the ground because they don't know what the hell's going on, right?
I mean, I hope people are getting arrested for this.
So there's a quiet, you heard the quiet just break down?
Right.
And the quiet is the SWAT team officer looking into the screen or the TV and realizing that they're on camera. That's like the aha moment where, like, okay, there's no violence here. What's going on? And they're like, oh, he's playing Call of Duty.
So what I need to ask you.
This is happening.
I need to
this
ask you weird. And I ask Pony.
Very weird.
Because you guys are probably the most in tune with it. What is the driving force behind it? Is it a prank? Do they hate the guy because he is so good at the game?
Jealousy at some
jealousy.
Points.
Yeah, but here's the thing. And do we have any information outside of just the swatting itself? Are they making prosecutions with this? Because, I mean, obviously it's filing.
It's extremely
worse than filing
hard because
police.
People are calling in on Skype.
Wow.
Yeah, but Skype can be.
But here's the thing. Yes. I'm the guy that's a victim of this. I go through this. If I'm not in cahoots with it, because it almost sounds like the guy's expecting
it. It's a badge
it.
Of honor for these a-holes.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
So he knows it's coming.
Yeah, you're
he
that
knows
popular.
So
I hadn't
he's
thought
loving
of that.
This.
You're
he
that loves popular.
It. That is, but I mean,
you know
that
what?
Guy
and
should be arrested,
for a guy,
too.
For a guy that makes his living being on YouTube.
Online.
Gaming, this is like getting a promotion. Amazing. I have been attacked by a SWAT team. I hadn't thought of that.
Let's hear some more of this video just quickly and see how the SWAT team starts. So they're quiet. They've got him in handcuffs.
He's looking at the video screen.
Watch yelling. You don't move. I had my headphones.
Coming out with one.
A different occasion.
The door, I get it.
So that guy sounds like he wasn't expecting it.
He wasn't expecting it.
Yeah.
Because the video you just heard, oh my God, He threw his headphones off because the kid was in his dark room like every gamer usually is.
Right, right.
And he's playing video games in his dark room, and they bust down the door, and it's a SWAT team.
My God.
Can
this
you
is evil.
Even imagine?
How common is this? Is this happening a lot or what?
I'll give you perspective here. It's happening more than ever before now, to the point that this video has over 2 million views.
Wow.
That's how popular this is within that
like,
community.
I just saw you look to your left. Are you checking for a SWAT team?
I'm waiting for somebody to come by right
now. By the way, we'll find you.
Yeah, we will.
We'll find you.
So I would think, though, that especially with gaming, you have to register. You have to put some information in there
somehow,
right?
But when you
right,
call 911, you could use a burner phone for all you know. And then,
true
then,
enough.
And then you make
no,
the report.
No, but my point, oh, that's right, and it could be anybody, right?
Yes,
how
the
many,
true
you've
evil.
You've got multiple people that are playing these games all the time.
And there could be lurkers, too.
Yeah.
But the thing that is the true evil that you brought up, Mike, is what if the guy who's getting swatted is in on it? And it certainly
yeah,
sounds like
sounded,
that first
that
guy.
Was, play the beginning of that again, Oscar, because this guy sounded so incredibly calm
and like
before
he was,
it happened.
He,
that
and
guy that I showed you, he's one of the number. He's been swatted 5 times. This kid,
he's a kid.
It's gotten so bad. It's gotten so bad that some gamers have gone to their local police departments and given them their cell number and said, if you get a call about a situation, and the police departments will call the home first. Before they send out the SWAT team.
That's fantastic.
That's how bad it got.
The police have that time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. It's such a ridiculous
text
you know, abuse of you resources.
Text
it's terrible.
Me this number
Let me play
before
you
bust in.
We've got a jabroni with no shirt on gaming. Always a good look. This next video right here.
Jabroni.
Yeah, and it's hilarious because you're sitting there. You're like, okay, this is the old video. It's getting arrested. Just catching up now. The handcuffs are the great part because when you see it in the picture-in-picture. Okay, here's the new guy.
I don't know.
So his mom walks in and asks, what's going on? Because the police are outside.
Are you kidding me?
He's got no shirt on. He's in his bedroom. His mom's in a robe.
Seriously, who the hell did this? This is not cool. Why would you guys do this?
So he knows like, something's about to happen.
Me? Oh, no.
This is actually happening?
He's playing some
right
hentai
back.
Game.
So this is what I'm
he brings
on.
The cops into his game
I'm
center.
To steal live streams, and this is my chat.
He's
that people
nerd
talk to and
dicks. I swear
it's
to God, lock them all up.
This is where I do my live stream. So,
listen.
I mean, I'm broadcasting to like 1,200 people. And that's... No, that's... What that is just there,
uh-huh.
Those guys being assholes. And what they just did
oh my
was
God.
Donated a dollar to me, and his Twitch name was F the Police.
Who's that?
I have no idea exactly who that was.
So they're kind of like, look, the cops are confused as well because, again, you talked about that Vice episode and I saw
like,
it.
It's not hard enough being a cop. Lately,
I know.
Right?
Like, you're not out there, really dealing with all the crap they have to deal with. Amazing. This is truly, I'm just stunned.
Here's
this,
another really. Guy, and I'll picture it. Looks like a young Rob in his bedroom.
Oh, nice. So it, handsome.
He's got a Cure poster in the background. He's definitely a punk rock type of kid,
sure,
right?
Sure, like I was.
He's hanging out. He's playing Call of Duty.
Is that the video game right there?
Yeah.
I think that's why you...
I did.
Oh.
He runs out the front door because he sees the cops pull up in front of his house.
Going mini?
Oh my God, the guy
Where's
comes in with a scope. They're clearing his room.
Oh no.
I'm moving mini peek. Bombs down by T-Red.
Daps is a ramp player and Lex plays
He's
what?
Locker.
I'd have
locker.
To look at these videos. It'll yeah. translate better when you see the videos.
So, what I'm basically, when you see... when you
the
see
best
any,
one was when they kicked the door.
Any type yeah. of Hollywood movie, right? Any right. type of Hollywood movie, picture that type of layout where you've got the automatic weapons, the full riot gear, and people are looking, instead of just coming in and looking for a hostage situation, they walk in, they're looking under the bed, they're ransacking, they think there's a bomb, depending on the call. It's over the top.
Invariably, Mike, they're going to damage the joystick. It's just going to happen.
Gotta love those little bastards, ugh. Don't you?
Scary times, though.
It is.
Scary times, man.
Scary times. You never know. We will take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills. I'll tell you why I still, almost, 2 weeks later, one
yes.
week later, hate spring forward. We'll
oh,
be right
wow.
back.
What do I get?
What do I get? Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I did it today. I do it every day. I love Harry's. We've told you about Harry's. They give you the best shave of your life. Harry's puts nearly a century of shaving experience into each blade from their German factory for a superior shave every single time. But what you need to know is that Harry's will save you money. Since they make their own blades, you get an amazing shave at a fraction of the price of drugstore brands. Upgrade your shave for less money than you pay now. It makes good sense. Try it, and you will be a Harry's guy for life with extra dough in your pocket. I love Harry's. You will, too. And a great deal.
Oh,
go into a drugstore. See what you'll pay for blades in a drugstore. It's ridiculous. Try Harry's. You'll be happy, and you'll be a Harry's guy for life. You'll love it. Get $5 off your first purchase with our code TMOS. That means the starter set is just $10. You'll get the razor, three blades, and a bottle of shaving cream, all sent straight to your door with free shipping. And as always, your satisfaction 100% guaranteed. Go to harrys.com right now. You enter the code TMOS at checkout for $5 off your first order of a starter set. That's right, the code TMOS to get a month's worth of shaving for just $10. That's harrys.com and the TMOS code at checkout, and change the way you shave forever. Yeah, I mentioned it before that the spring forward situation, the day we did it, the first day, which is Sunday night, Saturday night into Sunday morning, I sprang forward and I woke up in the morning and I had a whole SWAT team at my
We're going to need to see your clocks. We're going to need to see your clocks.
Oh, my God. No, the spring forward, maybe I forgot from the previous relationship that I was in when I had two little bitties. But
yes.
I will tell you something. My little guy's 19-month-old body clock is so completely out of whack right now. This was a child, by the way. These were the statistics. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Bedtime and an easy bedtime. Not fussing, not anything. At 6:30 with an awakening time at about 6:30 the next
just
morning.
Just an hour before you hit the hay.
That's
and up that's, 3 hours before he gets up.
That's pretty good sleeping time.
That's phenomenal
that's pretty good.
Sleep.
That's dead on perfection is what that
last
is.
Last night was 7:30, and today the awakening time was 5:50.
Oh,
so it's just
man.
A, and I'm wondering what I never even gave it that much thought. Maybe when we were doing a morning show, I thought about it a little bit. It might have affected me, but really, no. This is the first time I've ever. And his little body clock between light and dark and all the stuff, and now it's lighter when he goes to bed at night, and it's darker in the morning, and it's just a pain. I tell you, the light seems to bug him at night, being a little more bright out, but the darkness in the morning doesn't prevent those little peepers from popping open.
See,
so
that's the weirdest thing to me is that it's like you would think that the daylight would be what would throw him. And that if you got like blackout curtains or something in his room or put tinfoil on the windows like Elvis, you would be able to defeat it. But he is so dead on a schedule that he's fighting even the natural cues around him.
Yeah, and it's not like the spring forward is helping you boys up there or anybody on the East Coast with saying goodbye to winter.
No.
Now, this might be, I remember this, and I know we talk about it a lot, the difference between down here and up there, but I will tell you, is this about the time of the year up there where you guys are so butt sick of this type of
the
weather?
The worst.
In the wintry mix
it's
now.
It's 40%, and it's going to snow, rain, whatever it's going to do tonight, and it's just like, oh, just make a decision. Yeah. F you.
Tell us what it is.
Yes.
And I wish that, Mike, they would just go with my suggestion. I know I've said this before, but if we spring forward and then fall forward, we actually will gain a day every 12 years. But don't you see how it would work? It would be great.
Yes, but you don't care, do you? You don't care.
No.
You're not affected by it. Do you care about this? Does anything bother you?
No, it affects me because it does throw everything off. The kids are more miserable in the morning now. Trying to get them out of bed is gone from unpleasant to almost impossible.
I don't ever remember springing forward resulting in mornings that sucked as much as they do.
You are
with
dead
this,
on.
Mike.
Where it just feel like, so this morning I woke up at 5 of 6. I said to my wife, I said, I normally get the little guy out of the crib. And I said, I was completely and utterly, and unlike other mornings, really, disoriented. I was a little bit out of it. I was completely out of it.
When I lived in Arizona, they don't do that. They don't observe daylight savings time. So it was phenomenal.
It's the best, right?
It works. The only thing I had to worry about if I was going to call back east, if it was 3 hours or 2 hours behind. That's the only thing I had to think about because everyone
You're
else
smart.
Does.
It is
and,
so,
and it changes nothing. It was
so
great.
Pointless. It is so absolutely pointless.
This was originally done for like farmers, and it was
I
an
think
agricultural
actually,
thing. Right?
For some reason, I think it was invented by the Germans. I think
I heard the rumor that it was actually done for vampires.
No, it's not ever. Let me. I think it was the Germans, and it was embraced for Americans as a electricity saving device.
We should do away with it because nothing happened in Arizona when they did away with it. They have a test there, a case study right there. Everybody seems to enjoy it.
Well,
we
you know what?
We
talked to him on the show. Call him up. Have Steve Bridges circulate a petition. Yeah. That's it. He does that
it.
Kind of thing out there.
Oh,
that'll
my,
get it done. Yes.
New Zealander George Vernon Hudson proposed the modern idea of daylight savings in 1895. Germany and Austria-Hungary organized.
Now, wait, you
the
said
first...
New Zealander and then you did a German accent.
Because Germany and Austria-Hungary organized the first implementation in 30 April 1916. It actually started in Germany and Austria.
It was a German idea?
And then they attacked.
It was a German idea,
yeah.
Everybody.
It was.
All right, well, it's not poop on Mount Everest, and Rob has a story about that. And
oh,
we've
it's
been
not
waiting
poop
all
anymore,
week
Mike.
For,
it's not
what
poop.
Is it?
Remember,
what is
we it? Talked about on the bonus show a couple weeks ago that the problem is people are climbing Mount Everest, they're not bringing toilets, and they're pooping everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's ruining of natural beauty. But, mm-hmm. Mike, what you didn't know is beyond the poop, it gets worse. Over 200 bodies... lay frozen on the slopes of Mount Everest.
Whoa.
People that have died on the way up, and they've just left them there.
Like the woolly mammoths they find.
Yes.
That's true. And you're right, though. They'll probably be perfectly preserved when they get them out there. I mean, I would imagine that when you're in dire straits because your party is losing people because of the conditions, you are not going to carry the body
Mike,
down. It's going to cause more danger.
Just
right?
like when we used to travel more in the airport. If someone fell behind... Godspeed,
right.
We are moving on.
And, you know, and a couple of times we almost did it, and then, you know, he'd open his eyes and say, chicken. But anyway.
Guess how much these Sherpas make per climb, per expedition?
Is it as much as...
So I'll give you an example. Some of these climbers pay up to $20,000 just for the opportunity to go with the guide.
Wow.
So the Sherpas, do they get like, a good chunk of that?
Well,
or?
I'm asking you to guess, because the Sherpas... essentially,
probably Dick. I'm going to think they get nothing.
They carry the ladders. They carry
yeah.
all this.
Yeah, they do all
move,
the grunt
right?
work.
Yes.
But they're
ladders.
Kind of a,
yeah. I don't think they bring ladders.
They do. Absolutely,
they do?
Carry
Why?
Ladders on there because there are some parts of the mountain depending on the season that you actually have to like climb on top of the ladder to get to the next level.
I thought it had to do with painting. I didn't know why they would have a ladder.
How much do they get paid, Oscar?
They get paid anywhere from $1,500 to $2,000 per expedition, which is nothing.
That's almost nothing.
You're risking
it's
your life.
Nothing when you consider they're risking their lives.
The most dangerous
for that
job in the world.
And these guys, Sherpas, are supposed to be just amazing.
Yeah.
And they're you know they're great on the mountain. Look, the whole mountain climbing thing, I understand, you know, because why do you climb? Because it's there and
right.
the whole deal. But when you have the sadness and, oh, we lost somebody up there, you know, you're ready. It's like I put it right in the at the far extreme, and then on the other extreme, you've got bungee jumping. But they're both the same basic thing.
Well,
you know, the rope snaps when you're bungee jumping. You brought it on yourself.
Like,
That's the
I
way
like
I
climbing.
It.
Oh, God. Climbing when done, in moderation. For example, there's Camelback Mountain in Arizona, which is
right.
a small mountain, right?
Right.
And there's mountain climbing up around Maine.
Yeah,
so
there's mountain. That's one thing. If you're going to Mount Everest, and if you're an accomplished climber and you want to do that and you've been trained for it, I get it. But if you just get there and you've got the cash and you want someone to hold your hand all the way up so you can tell everybody that you climbed Mount Everest, I don't get that.
And the biggest difference between when you've got a mountain like Everest and then you've got a smaller example of that, a Mount Washington in New Hampshire,
yep.
where they've lost people up there,
yep.
you're dealing with weather conditions that so dramatically change in such a rapid fashion that
moments.
That's what kills these people. And I was stunned when I heard the story. The 200 bodies, Rob, to be honest with you, I'm not that surprised, but when you heard about the poop issue,
right?
And the reason for this, at least in modern times, I have a plastic bag that I collect my dog's poo in.
Right.
But they just dump up on the mountain and they leave it there to freeze, right?
Yes. This is the thing that threw me the most about this is that they are so in tune with it. It's so known among the people in the climbing industry. It says that 200 people have not returned from the climb. They have 150 found confirmed dead. Many of these bodies have actually become landmarks for climbers.
Now, wait, start again because you're confusing me. So 200 people have been left on the mountain. Mountain and 150? 200,
no. 200 people have not returned. They found 150 of the bodies on the mountain, but they remain
there. So
there
are 50 just that they don't even know
where they are. They don't even know where they are.
So they have no idea where they are. So they have 150 corpses up on the mountain.
And many of these bodies, this blew my mind, have become landmarks for the climbers to track their progress. There actually is a landmark called Green Boots Cave, which is a popular stop-off point for climbers inside what is known as the death zone, because a climber who died inside the cave was wearing bright green boots.
Whoa.
So they go in, like, what, they see this guy's mummy up there?
It's a marker.
Yes. And they say, oh, you're at Green Boots Cave. Okay, great.
Man, get the cameras up there. Hey, Deadliest Catch. I want to watch some of that crap. God,
but it's horrifying.
You know?
One guy was actually in Green Boots Cave and got frozen to the mountain.
Wow.
So he was like resting and he became frozen to the mountain. He was left for dead until he was able to mouth, "Help me." And they were they had to try to save him, but they lost him too.
Wow.
I mean, this is dangerous stuff up there.
Well, the thing is that when they talk about the poo, is that a legitimate problem or is that just a sexy news story that you hear because everybody wants to talk about it? They really have a problem with it up there?
Yeah, well, think about it.
You know, I think I realize what it probably – isn't it probably because they – all take the same basic trails.
Yep. Yes.
It's not like you can go on one of these mountain ridges.
No, you can't dump into a crevasse.
We cut through a few backyards.
Can you imagine seriously that you're? Can you imagine that you're dealing with this and you're, you know, you say, "Commander Pickington, we are almost at the summit. I am thrilled to death. We are just about to plant the British flag in a..." Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
The Sherpa has left a biscuit. Oh, no.
Should have had that payday.
Oh, my. Oh, I'm so disgusted. Yeah, it's a little narrow way, and
sure,
they have to take a dump, but they're going to have to start doing... Look, bring the doggy bags.
Yes. Or how about you bury it so nobody can see it?
Instead of just
letting it chill there.
Well, if you are on a razor, a knife's edge peak,
like,
it's probably a little inconvenient to bring out your shovel.
They could
do
some squats and just hover over the crevasse.
Yes, exactly. Or build a post office.
That's true.
And you could mail it to an enemy. There was an American... The first American woman to climb Everest without bottled oxygen was named Frances Arsentiev. She's another landmark up there. She's called Sleeping Beauty.
Ooh.
I mean, it's just, I can't imagine that you would see the dead body and say, "Oh, look how far we've made it today. We're
doing
great."
No,
she didn't make
it. So
when
we hear, and I get back to the human waste that's up there, when we hear this, what this is not an ecological disaster. This is for the people that are climbing.
Savages.
It's a problem. Savages. That just made me laugh.
What are we, barbarians?
For the people that are climbing up there, it's problematic because there's that probably narrow little area that they're doing with that.
But it has gotten worse, or that guy wouldn't be known as Green Boots.
Green Boots, yes.
Yeah. It would have
a different name. So many. We were so thrilled with Green Boots. Suddenly, the storm came through just as he was squatting. He was halfway through dumping his load, and suddenly the winter squall took him off the mountainside. Ta-ta for now, brave soul. Anyway, it's the whole mountain climbing thing. Look, I know.
Think about the sweat.
Not your scene, baby. Not
it's
mine
always
either.
Rich. It's always rich guys. Skinny rich guys, you know.
How
it's
dare just, they be they're, skinny?
They're skinny bastard rich guys, you know, up there going, you know,
skinny,
hey.
Mike, SBRGs.
Skinny bastard rich guys. I'm planting my flag. Yay, look what I've done on that. Look, mountain climbing, though, let me tell you, the nicest thing about mountain climbing is the view that you get when you get up there.
That's what it is. Sometimes you can drive up.
The ride down is nice.
<The ride. laughs>
If you have perhaps a tow line or something, that's more what I like.
Ride down. Oh, this poop looks like Speedway. Where the hell is that guy? Oh, he slid down the mountain. He went down. Rob went down on a zip line.
His
All right, ladies.
Brought a toboggan.
The Sherpa, yeah. But it was summer, so they went down on the rocks. It was lots of fun. We'll take a break and come back with more fun. Oscar Rotzi. That's right. All the news that's fit to talk about in the entertainment world is coming up with Mr. Oscar Santana right after this, everybody. Smiley. Hi, everybody. It's Mike O'Mara here with some exciting news for all of you Mike O'Mara Show fans. We have upgraded our app for iOS and Android. Now you can listen on your phone, and it's the best and most powerful way to listen to TMOS that has ever been invented in the world. Download your free app upgrade at the Apple App Store and the Google Play Store, and get ready to listen to TMOS in an easier way than you ever have before. That's right. We've upgraded our app, and it's incredible. Enjoy listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the show. You know, men's underwear has essentially been the same for 50 years. It's too long, in my opinion.
Yes.
And Mack Weldon, our favorite underwear people, they think it's too long, too. It's about time you updated your underwear. It's easy to do, thanks to the guys at Mack Weldon. They thought that underwear could be made better, and they did it. When last I checked, Oscar Santana has 2,500 pairs of Mack Weldon socks in his sock drawer right now.
Exclusively, Mike.
Yep, and
I'm
you threw all the
right
other
now.
Ones. All the other ones were thrown away, isn't that correct?
Yeah, I was tired of digging through looking for my my money Mack Weldon socks. I was like,
where
are
stuff.
They?
Yeah. The good stuff. Any man that's ever worn dress shoes knows that you have to go through and go, nope. The average guy probably goes through his sock drawer and goes, nope.
Think about the time I'm wasting. I got to invest.
Exactly. Yep.
They love their underwear at Mack Weldon. They have great multi-packs and starter kits. They have amazing, comfortable undershirts. And they have, as Oscar mentioned, the best damn socks you've ever worn.
Language.
Seamless with cushioned footbeds. And they stay up always. Here is a special deal just for our listeners. Go to MackWeldon.com and enter the code TMOS for $5 off, plus free expedited shipping on orders over $50. Buy more, save more. Remember that name, Mack Weldon, MackWeldon. .com. And now, without further ado, let him come in here with his drums
Entree.
And his cymbals.
Yes,
time for Oscar Bronson.
Fellas,
hi.
Chris Jenner.
Yes.
Are you fans or foes of Chris
Jenner?
Not the way you want to say it.
Everything Kardashian. Let me
you know
tell
what I mean.
Okay. All right. So we've got Kylie. And we've got Chris, and we've got Kim, and we've got Chloe, and let's bring over Kurt and Cameron and all the other K
Scott
sounds that
Todd.
We have, and Crazy Glue, and put them in their living room. I will light the fuse right now with those efforts, and there we go.
So you're saying you don't like her.
Kris Jenner?
Oh no, I love him.
Files for divorce from Bruce Jenner, and we'll find out what Bruce Jenner is all about. I imagine in April sometime, and when his special comes out.
Yeah.
But Kris Jenner, she's always been the type of mom, even on television, that wants to hang out with the young kids, right?
Yeah,
and dress like the young kids.
Yes, yes. She's currently on vacation with 50 Shades of Grey star Dakota Johnson and her mom Melanie Griffith.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that's some stimulating conversation.
That's
exactly what it's like.
We now take you to dinner with Kris Jenner and Melanie Griffith and Dakota Johnson.
As of late, you see her partying with her daughters and also with Lindsay Lohan and a few other young celebrities.
Good crowd.
What do you think her deal is here? And the pictures I'm seeing here is, you know, really Kris Jenner's kept it together for an older woman. But the fact that she's hanging out with all her friends' kids, a little strange,
right? It means she can't let go.
And by the way, was she ever like a turbo hottie?
No, she wasn't.
Never like model.
She was like a solid like 80s woman for a while, I imagine. Right?
Yeah, she was probably a good 7,
maybe. Yeah.
But she was not a Hollywood 10.
No.
And she just can't let go. She's staring at old age, and she's thinking if she hangs with Lindsay and Dakota and other great names like that, she'll seem younger.
She's an entrepreneur. She's a good entrepreneur. That's
true. Married her way to the top.
What are you wearing to dinner? I don't know. What are you wearing to dinner? I don't know. It's fine.
Mike, the next story is about Patrick Schwarzenegger. Have you seen these photos?
What is this, the Mensa edition of your
No.
Okay, I'm going to send you a photo
to
right now.
I'm going right back to my vocal process. I can't help myself.
So he's the son of the former governor.
He is, and he is in a love, in a beautiful relationship, allegedly, with Miley Cyrus. And I say allegedly because he was just in Cabo San Lucas on spring break because, you know, he's in college. He's at USC.
That's right. He has that pizza place.
Some scintillating photos were released of him and another woman.
Oh,
is
dear.
He cheating on Miley Cyrus? Say it
well,
ain't
why don't
so.
You, why don't you just ask him? He's outside.
Right? Oh, please.
Hey, Pat.
Hello, how are you?
How you
it's
doing?
Good to hear your voice again. Hello, this is Patrick Schwarzenegger.
How was your spring break?
Oh, it was wonderful. We had some great food, and we had some great company, and some beer was fantastic. I enjoyed my
Patrick,
hello, Oscar.
I just sent you a photo that's on TMZ.com, and it's of you and a young lady. Please take a look at your phone. What do you say about this?
Oh, it's here.
What do you say?
That's the first time that's ever worked out for the best, isn't it?
What do you say about that photo? Because people are alleging that that young lady, while you say it's one of your best friends, is a love interest of yours, and you may be cheating on Miley Cyrus.
9999. Okay. On the surface of it, I can tell you personally that I feel that photograph is, it looks incriminating, okay? I will tell you this, it does. But I have not a relationship with this lady. She's perfectly okay. Look at that, Rob. Yeah, there she is. And I will tell you, it looks bad, but it's really not bad. But I will say what the photo looks like. Completely and totally sexual. Thank you. Thank you for
Patrick.
That. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Patrick.
So long.
Yes. Well, what's great about...
he was wearing his boning hat in that picture.
That to me, seriously, he's boning. That's what that picture is.
He said it's one of his best friends of a few years now. A few years.
Now, can we be really honest about it? You look at that picture. It could be, oh, you're such a kukula. I love you, Patrick. I love you. I don't know. One picture does not make... I'm not going to incriminate Mr. Schwartz.
You and I have been very good friends for over 20 years.
Yes.
Never once have we taken a picture like that.
No. But Rob, wouldn't it be true that we've always wanted to?
Well, I have.
I mean, well, that could be, a friend, I guess. Mike, I send you Exhibit B, and I'll show it to the guys as well. Do you think they're still friends when I show you the second set of pictures? And you'll get that in 2 seconds.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah. No.
Right? He's 21. He's on the hunt for some you-know-what.
Yeah, exactly.
So he's on spring break.
I love it when Oscar is using the visual aids.
I imagine that this is more than just a friendship, and
I think Patrick might come back from Cabo with some visual aids himself.
You know what it is? The sluttiness factor is pretty much there. She looks like she's ready to have a little fun, and she's got that bikini bottom that is riding up there. You know what I mean? Where the
That's a new style, Mike. All the girls are wearing that.
Sure.
Really?
Yeah. When I was in Las Vegas last, I looked around. I said, "When did this happen?"
Well, I've got one thing to say to that, Oscar. I know where Daddy's going to get the eight. What Publix the Daddy's going to today?
So he's getting death threats from some of Miley Cyrus's fans on Twitter simply because they are rabid fans and you don't hurt Miley. We'll find out more about that
story
later.
Does he look
on.
Like a doof, though? Doesn't he look like a complete dork?
He does. Really
he's got
does.
At least, allegedly, at least 7 social diseases,
looks,
I imagine.
Looks like his old man.
Exactly.
A Jerry Springer producer was arrested for murdering her deaf sister.
Say that again?
You couldn't write that, right?
Stopped us in our tracks.
Jerry
right
Springer producer has been arrested for murdering her deaf sister.
Oh, no.
That's tough,
sad, right?
Why are you laughing?
Because
you
they're like,
laugh at that.
Because they're 90, because when we always poke fun at Oscarazzi, and there are like 90 different jokes that would come out of that one. You know?
May I do the first one?
Sure, go ahead. Yes. Trust me, if I know Spiewak, it'll be a deaf joke. That's what he does. He does deaf jokes.
Monday night down.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, we're going to move on from there. Okay.
Thank
Mike,
you.
Do you watch Shark Tank?
Love it.
2 minutes, I'll give it every now and then, but I hate the... that's like, for me, that's the same as Undercover Boss. The haves and the have-nots.
I love it. Well, some of them become haves because they have not. They have a good idea.
You're right.
Barbara Corcoran gives me a rager.
Robert Herjavec? How do you pronounce that?
I think you nailed it.
Herjavec.
Yeah, Herjavec.
Okay. He just filed for divorce not a month ago, and now he's dating a Dancing with the Stars partner, Kim Johnson.
Oh, no.
Talk about an upgrade.
Yeah, man, sounds like a good one. Yeah.
Money.
And you see him, and he's an older... he's actually one of my favorites out of Cuban on Shark Tank. So to see him out with her, and this woman is striking to the level that I had to Google image pictures of her outside of him and her.
Yeah, but keep in mind you do that for every listener, too. Yeah.
He was married for nearly 25 years, and they separated just a month ago, and they're heading for divorce, him and his ex-wife.
Wow. I like Shark Tank, and you would too, Mike, if you play it on this level. Mark Cuban always looks like he's ready to kill the contestants at any moment, and not for any good reason. He's just going to scream and run at them.
You know what? I haven't watched it, but I certainly would look in for the idea. It's kind of fun to see the new idea.
I like it.
A lot of fun. Gentlemen, that is Oscarazzi for today.
Excellent.
Thank you very much, Oscar. We will take a break. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, it's the Magic Audio Vault with Mr. Rob Spiewak right here.
This week on the Michael Mara Bonus Show.
It's a bitch to get down on your fucking knees
and do
and
it.
Tear apart wires and go through a succession of this work, does this work, does this work, does
a
this
series,
work, this
Mike,
work.
A series, I'm sorry. Series, not a series. Succession. We left the union.
Yes. I seceded from the English language. I'll say this.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show, because 5 hours a week just ain't enough.
I'm an idiot.
Always available at MikeOMaraShow.com.
You know, that's a little clip from our bonus show. I want to tell you, if you haven't subscribed yet to the Mike O'Mara Show bonus packages, please do so. It is a chance for us to really let our hair down. We have a lot of fun on this show, but we always try to keep it within the broadcast parameters. And when we do our bonus show, we throw caution to the wind, and we really go in any direction the spirit moves us. And I think these shows are an awful lot of fun. So if you have been listening to this show and you're a regular listener and you haven't gotten the bonus show, you're really missing out on a good part of what we do at TMOS. You get full access to all of the 2015 bonus content, on-demand video access to every single bonus show, access to the entire bonus show anthology at over a 25% savings, and it's a great way to support your favorite podcast. It's waiting for you at MikeOMaraShow.com. Please support our show. This is the one way we monetize what we do, and if you want to keep this show going, you will support our bonus packages. Click the banner marked TMOS bonus packages, and now you can even pay with a credit card thanks to the work that the guys did. We're really appreciative of that. The TMOS bonus packages, because you, my friend, are indeed worth it. And now, without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Friday, March 20, 2015, Rob Spiewak.
I don't know why, but we're getting Rolling Stone at my house. No one subscribed to it, but we're getting it. Remember when Rolling Stone used to be a big, glossy magazine?
Yes, yeah, small. They've smalled it down.
It looks like TV Guide now. And I don't usually like
their list. Or shrunk it as opposed to saying smalled it down.
I thought you were being cool. I thought that was a cool phrase.
Happy Friday, everybody. It's a good-looking Friday, isn't it?
Yeah, we're going to small it down.
Smalled it down. Yes, sir.
I don't like when they prepare lists, but I like when they do readers' polls. And this is everybody. This is all in our wheelhouse. 80s TV, the 10 greatest 80s TV shows as selected by their listeners. So what I have now are the theme songs. Chime in when you know the show. Okay.
How many are you going to play?
The top 10. The top 10 shows.
Baby. 10, and we have to identify them by the theme.
Okay. This is all from the 80s.
Ready.
At number 10.
Ding, ding.
Yes.
Oh, damn it.
Seinfeld.
No, I'm sorry. That was a 90s show.
I got it. Night Court.
Night Court is right. Yes.
Hated that show. That show sucked.
Oh, Bull?
Why?
I love Bull.
I hated that.
It was part of that Powerhouse Thursday
night. Anderson? Is that the guy?
Yeah, he ruled as the judge.
Yeah. Harry Anderson.
Little known fact, did you know that the lady who played the first public defender is the same lady who sings on Paradise by the Dashboard Light?
Oh, God.
Pretty fascinating.
I don't, and I'm really a lesser man because I know that now.
No, you're a better man.
Yeah.
At number 9.
Someone by night.
Oh, I recognize it.
Oscar. Ding, ding, ding. Moonlighting.
Moonlighting. Yes. Exactly right.
Congratulations. Yeah. You were watching a lot of TV during the 80s.
Yeah. You were out partying.
I was drinking my ass.
Lines of blow.
Hooker's ass.
That's me doing lines of coke off hooker's asses. That's
right.
Me. That's
no, right. No, at number 8.
Give me a break.
They give me a break. Good guess, but no.
Silver Spoons.
Not Silver Spoons.
Oh, damn it.
Who's the Boss?
No.
Hold on.
None of those on the top ten.
Hold on. I know the theme.
Webster.
Not Webster.
Small Wonder.
Not Small Wonder.
What's the one that John Stamos was on?
Oh, Full House?
Full House.
No.
Oh, sorry.
Hold on a sec. Hold on.
All right. NBC, Thursday nights, 8:30.
Ooh. Family Matters.
You got half of it right.
Family Ties.
Yes.
Michael J. Fox. Yeah.
It's the Michael J. Fox show at number 8. I know Oscar will get this one.
Rob, did you get all these like in 1 second?
I know all these dead. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I do. It's just...
No, but,
I didn't have hookers and I didn't have blow, so I watched TV.
Yeah, that's because I'm stupid and a herpetic douchebag.
No, that's why.
I didn't know. No, my fat ass wasn't glued to the television for the whole 8 years.
But
thank
also,
you.
I was 14. I wasn't going out. I was a little
fella.
But a wee kid at number 7.
In 1972.
Oh, 18.
18. So abortion with.
He got it right.
The TV twins.
Now, this was a tricky one. This one would take me a moment. And I was really shocked that the listeners selected this at number 6.
Elf.
Oh, exactly. Yes, you got it right.
There you
boom,
go.
Bam.
Hey,
Willie.
Hey. See, I was taking a break from my co-cores.
Monday nights.
Yeah, because it was a Monday night, night show.
Yeah. Who's going to go out on Monday night? Well, not, unless it's football season.
Oscar said night off. All right, halfway there. Number 5.
What would you do?
Wonder Years.
Wonder Years. Excellent, nice. Yeah.
You know, I miss Joe Cocker. That makes would me sad. Yeah. What a great loss that was last year.
Oh, Winnie
Joe
Cooper. Cocker.
Did you think that maybe it was not the Wonder Years? I always thought this was called the Joe Cocker Show.
The Joe Cocker Show. God, I love that song. I love his version of it, too. Beautiful. I love Joe Cocker.
Good
I'm
guy.
A big Joe Cocker fan.
And I think Wonder Years is one of the first shows that really benefited from a post-Super Bowl premiere. Remember, they stuck it in after the Super Bowl, and everyone talked all about it. And now they do it all the time with the Goldbergs and Fresh Off the Boat, all the shows that are using the Wonder Years format. Where are we at? Number 4, Mike.
Love and Marriage, Married with Children.
Exactly.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Good classy show.
Oh, I need to get on Jeopardy.
I hate anything when I lose. I really wanted to jump in.
I think you will get number 3 before Oscar.
Hey, you know what? I just saw myself in the monitor, and you guys are going to laugh your balls off all weekend with this one. I just said, I'm slowly but surely starting to resemble Wolf Blitzer.
Mike, that is an inside joke here. We've said that for a couple.
You know, it'd be great. Could we get a small sign behind him that says the situation?
Oh, my God. Somebody Photoshop that.
Please. Please do it. Mike, number 3, I think you'll get this one.
Hill Street Blues.
Exactly.
Oh, I should have had that.
It was after his bedtime.
I loved Hill Street Blues.
Great show. You know, it was a little too old for me. I never was able to get into it.
Let's be careful out there. That guy.
You love everything with Daniel Travanti, don't you?
Sure, absolutely. Fantastic.
All right. And
you know, I remember a line from Hill Street Blues, which was like the SWAT team guy talking to Frank, and he's a weak rectal tissue, Frank. It runs in the family. Oh! I'll never forget that.
Oh, my God.
One of the SWAT team guy had hemorrhoids or something like that.
And speaking of which, here's number 2.
Miami Vice.
Yes, he nailed it.
God, Oscar's good at this. Really.
All right, terrific. Now this is where all the chips fall. I'm left with the number 1 show of the 1980s.
For 1,000 points.
As selected by the listeners, you can win the game if you can guess it. Just based on the fact that it was the number 1 show of the 80s as selected by Rolling Stone readers. We've gone through 9 of them. Which one has not been mentioned? And I'll give you a hint. It was another Thursday night NBC show.
I know what it is.
What is it?
It's a controversial person.
It's not. He did not
it's
make
not Cosby?
It. It's not. No.
Ooh. All right, my chance to steal.
Yeah, your chance to steal.
Seinfeld.
No, let's roll the clue.
Why am I blanking on this?
Wow.
Making your way in the world today.
Really?
Takes everything you've got.
Friends.
Not Friends.
Not Friends. Go ahead, Rofo, steal for
cheers.
All of them.
Cheers.
Cheers. Oh, I always get Friends and Cheers confused.
Hey, you know what that means?
That
means Rob Ford wins the game.
Rofo, congratulations. It's Cheers.
Mike, you should have known this. It's a show about your life.
I know, but I bailed on Cheers. I bailed on Cheers after Shelley Long left, believe it or not.
Oh, really?
Early then. Jeez.
Yeah, I liked it early, and then I didn't watch it. No, I don't remember. I didn't watch a lot of TV during the 80s. No, I just realized that.
Out and about.
I swear to God.
Boy, getting married.
Those are your top 10 1980s shows.
What did he say? What did he say? I missed
it. He said you were busy getting married.
I was busy getting married, you douchebag. To hell with you.
To hell with you. That's nice.
The hell with you.
Going into a weekend, that's super nice.
Let's check the Situation Room. We're going to go over to Anderson Cooper right now. Why am I doing that right now? It's an interesting day.
I want to leave you guys with this. They took the real Michael Bolton and digitally inserted him into scenes in the movie Office Space with the character named Michael Bolton. And it's the actual movie, but Michael Bolton is playing Michael Bolton.
Michael Bolton?
That's me.
Wow, is that your real name? Mm. So are you related to that singer guy?
No, it's just a coincidence.
No one in this country can ever pronounce my name right. It's not that hard. Nai-i-na-na-jad.
Well, at least your name isn't Michael Bolton.
You know, there's nothing wrong with that name.
There was nothing wrong with that till I was about 12 years old, and that extremely talented ass clown started winning all those Grammys.
That is the real That's Michael fun. Bolton. That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Yeah, baby.
That's it. Another Michael Maris show's come and gone. Be sure to join us again for more fun and more thrills at MichaelMarisShow.com. If you want to correspond with us, send anything you want to TMOS Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag, email Rob with two B's at MichaelMarisShow.com. Our show relies on word of mouth. Tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it too. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana and our executive producer, Pony Boy Matt Broom, Yay! Along with assistant Woo! To the producer and all-round security director, Robert Rofo Ford. Boo! This is Mike O'Mara saying, have a fabulous weekend, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao. Wait, don't go. I need to tell you that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is perfect for all your online shopping needs. Shop the best way. Shop Amazon. And please go through our website, always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.